The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, there are some really interesting sort of scientific issues in the news today. The first is that they've actually tried it on only one person, but it seems to have been effective, of doing gene therapy against aging. And what they had was a woman who was, I think, in her 40s, and was aging faster than the average population. And the idea is, as you know, we were talking about DNA before, and the idea is that there's something called telomeres at the end, which is kind of like, you know, on your shoelace, that little piece of, it actually has a name. It's not called a nib. I can't remember what it's called, but because I remember it in a crossword puzzle or something. And it basically serves the same function on your DNA than it does on your shoelace, which is it keeps the ends from raveling. So as your telomeres basically either break off or whatever, it shortens the strand. And that seems to be, as much as anybody can tell at this point, what causes aging. So it causes memory loss. It causes deterioration in eyesight. It causes skin. Skin loses its elasticity. So they've tried it in animals. They've tried it in mice and in rabbits to basically insert something in, I guess, into your bloodstream that goes to your DNA and basically repairs them and seems to offset and, to a certain extent, reverse the signs of aging. And so they tried it in this one woman, and it seems to work. So the question is, what are the long-term effects? And nobody really knows at this moment. But I guess that's one of the things that, one of the questions that occurs, is if you knew that there was something that might have some side effects, but that could counteract some of the signs of aging, would you do it?
I'd think about it, yeah.
I would too, I think. It depends. I guess it depends how old you are, number one. I mean, if you're 90, why not, right? What do you have to lose there? If you're 20, maybe not, right?
Right.
So I actually had a very I'm trying to figure out how we could put that up on Facebook. Maybe just like we said, if you knew that there was a genetic cure, which is really what we're talking about, for aging, but you didn't know what the side effects are, would you do it? And under what circumstances, and how old are you? Because I think, again, you're probably going to get a different response from somebody who's 20 than somebody who's 70, don't you think?
Yeah.
So let's see if we can put that up. But I actually had a conversation with a friend of mine about something else. And, I did the usual, gee, hi, how are you? Oh, this is Dr. Joy Brown, in case I forgot to mention, which I think I probably did. And I said, hi, how are you? And he said, well, I'm not doing very well. Short-term memory loss. And even in the conversation, he repeated himself several times on something that he'd said like maybe 60 seconds before. And was really having some issues. And I said, because there are a couple of drugs around right now that seem to have some kind of beneficial effects of either slowing or at least putting off, I suppose. Prolonging is the wrong word, but putting off some of the effects of aging. So I actually spelled it for him, so hopefully wrote it down. So there's that, which I think is absolutely fascinating. And certainly everybody I know is saying, could they hurry up? But, I don't know. I don't know if I would try it. I have only been in one experimental trial, and it was for something having to do with women's health. And it wasn't so much that it was beneficial to me, although it was. But I just thought, they need test subjects that are relatively healthy and good reporters. So, so there. So we've got that, which I think is absolutely fascinating. On a slightly scarier note, maybe not slightly scarier, it turns out that women who smoke during pregnancy, turns out that we were talking about DNA. It looks like that smoke actually changes the DNA. Think about that.
Yeesh.
Changes the basic building blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So on the one level, maybe it's appropriate that it's National DNA Day, that on the one level we're talking about being able to go in through gene therapy and essentially send some like little repairs, little plumbers to help shore up your DNA. On the other hand, that if your mom smokes while... And my mom smoked when she was pregnant with me.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. Everybody's shaking their head and said, yeah, that's the problem. She smoked when she was pregnant with all of us.
Hmm.
And she smoked around us when we were small children. So, remember that Ronald Reagan did the thing of doctors say that smoking is good for you. Oh, well. Airport screeners are finding the most unchecked guns ever. At least they're fine. Well, I don't know what that means. You know, it's like the idea of my job in New York is to keep tigers away from New York. And someone says, well, there are any tigers in New York. And I said, see what a good job I'm doing? So what does that mean that they're finding the most unchecked guns? Does that mean that they're finding all of them or that they're actually going through, but they're finding more than ever before? That's one of those things that kind of worries you or worries me a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And but the idea that people are carrying them, it turns. I'm trying to read this map, but they're saying that some counties in the United States have had a 70-fold increase in drug overdose in the last few decades. They're not necessarily the place with the most drug trafficking. So the point is, increase means that's an interesting term because it doesn't mean total. It just means if there were no drug overdoses in your area last year and there was one this year, that's a huge increase, right? Or if there was one last year and there were two this year, that means it's doubled. It's gone up by 100%. But that doesn't necessarily mean there were a lot of drug deaths. So it's one of those kinds of issue. You have to, again, hopefully one of the things I'm teaching you guys is how to read scientific stuff and also to understand that in certain cases, it's because there were not very many deaths before. The thing that has bothered me the most was the idea that that the major drugs of abuse right now in this country for both abuse and overdose are prescription medications. We all think, well, it's probably cocaine or methamphetamines. It's not. So I just thought, so the point being that that we're not going to live forever, but taking care of ourselves and our bodies. And, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see whether or not a generation that grows up, as Ralph points out, being so focused on interaction with something that with machines, with technology, are going to use drugs or not use drugs. We know that, for example, with marijuana use, that it's not young people that are using drugs, that are using marijuana. It's people who use marijuana before. It's the older people. So it's very. Society is changing and it's changing very quickly. And the idea being that prescription drugs are now what people are overdosing on. Again, the increase is a very misleading statistic. Because, as I said, if there was one 10 years ago and there are now two, that's increased by 100%. And they're saying 70-fold. So, and we also know that the drug usage is spread and what they count as drug usage and all sorts of things. So there we go. There's also, I guess, the stories, the print story working 154 hours, somebody hasn't done the math. I mean, it just, they were saying that he was in the hospital 5 days ago, so... That's by definition, that's not true, and it's over 7 days. You were talking about Prince's charitable work, Manny, because you live not very far from Paisley Park, right?
Yeah, well, Paisley Park is in Chanhassen, which is about a half hour west of Minneapolis. It's kind of in the western suburbs.
Only a half hour away?
Yeah, about a half hour. It depends. Okay. I mean, it kind of depends on traffic. But,
and how fast you drive. For me, it's 15 minutes. Pedal to the metal brown, they call it. All right, will you hold the thought, and we'll come back with it in just a minute?
Sure.
855-993-7569. I also have kind of an interesting California legal issue that I want to bring to your attention as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using that computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Okay, before we move on, I thought we would, since we've been talking about addictive behavior and adults and overdoses, I thought we'd finish up the kind of provocative and heartbreaking issue that we tackled last week, rather inadvertently, to be quite honest, about alcohol. But let's focus a little bit on. So you're saying that Prince was really fairly well known for his philanthropic stuff.
Yeah, although it's interesting because he did a lot of that stuff, you know, sort of here in this community, you know, where he grew up in the Minneapolis area, but also, you know, sort of beyond too. But the thing of it was, is he never really talked about it. He just sort of did it.
Yeah, bless his heart for doing that.
Yeah,
I think, you know, just doing things quietly. And I mean, the story about Princeville in North Carolina was a pretty interesting story from Sally.
Yeah, and I know he's done stuff on the West Coast for people out in California too, and he's done stuff locally here in Minneapolis, and you know, and that was the biggest thing why, you know, so many people had such a strong connection to him here in the Twin Cities, was because, you know, he was a guy that still came back here, you know.
Yeah,
and still,
that's a good point.
And still had a residence here, and you know, so that sort of connection that, you know, our community here in Minnesota had with him was really strong, because he wasn't, you know, he wasn't the type that, you know, and of course he had other places where he lived. You know, I think he had a place in California somewhere too, but he still had a residence here, and he still came back here to perform for, you know, the locals who really sort of helped put him on the map, you know, when he was a young 20-year-old trying to get into the music business. So he's held in very high regard here in Minnesota, that's for sure.
Well, it's really nice to see that people who don't forget where they came from and somehow still have that connection. I think it's it also sort of speaks a little bit to Ralph's comment of, you know, that why do we feel so bereft when people that we don't know die? And I think the answer is we feel like we do know them,
yeah,
that we've grown up with them, that they've been a part of our, this, like someone says, the soundtrack of our life or the background of our life, or that they associated, I'm trying to remember, the movie Elvis and Nixon, which is really wonderful. It comes out, oh, I guess it came out last week. Let's see how it did. I don't think it opened very many places. But at one point, Elvis is saying that that his songs remember that when they kiss somebody for the first time, so that, and certainly with Purple Rain, and he won a lot. He won for soundtracks. He won for the Happy Feet.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted to get Kiss, and he wouldn't do it. So they took a rough draft of the movie, and not only did Prince let him do a Kiss, but they actually wrote another song for it, and I think won a Grammy for it. I mean, that we do feel, and it also sort of speaks to Ralph's comment that when people are so attached to electronic stuff, that becomes their life, and it's somewhat distorting. But we've always, you know, we've always had the sense that that celebrities were part of our life, as accurate or inaccurate as that could be. So,
yep.
All righty, 855-993-7569. So let's look. We, as I said, we had started this quite inadvertently last week because somebody asked a question about alcohol, and Jacob, who was producing that day, said that really resonated with him, and so we ended up talking about his relationship with his father, who is still drinking, and it sort of went off from there. And we put it up on Facebook and got a huge number of responses out of it, some of which we have shared, but we'll go on and look at the rest of them. Okay, so let's look at some of those.
Matt says, grew up in an alcoholic family. It was a real bleep show. Got sober at 24. My wife and kids have never seen me take a drink. I'm grateful for that.
Amen. Well, you should be not only grateful but proud that you saw something that was fixable and you fixed it.
Jason says it hasn't in terms of the effect on alcohol on his life, other than the occasional hangover and the urge to clean when I'm buzzed.
Listen, the next time you're buzzed, you just come right over here, and I'll give you the vacuum. There we go.
Barbara says, everyone in my family drinks has always been a problem, including my ex. I always hated the smell and taste of it, fortunately for myself. So,
yeah, you know, it's really interesting. I work for the South End Center for Alcoholics at one point. When I worked for the Redevelopment Authority in Boston, I was community liaison, so I worked with a number of agencies that dealt with, among other things, alcohol. And I've never forgotten, someone said that people who are alcoholics have the same response to their first drink. They remember the same way that other people remember their first sexual experience. And it's one of the ways of understanding who you are and whether there is that tendency in your life. If you remember the first time you had alcohol in the same way that other people described the first time they had sex, you may have a problem, Houston. It's something to be aware of. All right, keep going.
Beatrice says, my dad died due to a drunk driver at the age of 28, left me at the age of 4, and my mom's 6 months pregnant.
Yeah. Yuck.
Yeah. Let's see. Paul says, I learned to dance.
I learned to dance because he was an alcoholic?
I guess so. Let's see. Bill says, nope, does not affect. Bill says,
it reminds me of, I have a hand towel that says, beer allowing white men to dance for 150 years. Sorry, go ahead.
Bill says, nope, hasn't affected me. I only drink when I'm happy and never to an excess.
Okay.
Less thinking and more drinking. But not when you're sinking.
Less thinking, more drinking, but not when you're sinking?
I guess so.
I mean, I hear the notion that somehow people only that you're only an alcoholic if you drink when you're sad is not the case. I mean, the case is if your behavior changes, if you have blackouts, if you feel that the only way you can celebrate is through alcohol, that there, I mean, the notion that somehow you're only an alcoholic if you drink when you're sad, is not very accurate.
See, Carl says, 11 years sober and grateful.
Amen. Good for you. Good for you. 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind? We got another half hour together. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick?
If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, let's continue to talk. Look, part of the reason to do this, part of the reason is just people getting a chance to feel like they're not alone. But part of it is to understand if you have a drinking issue, let's not even make it a problem, to understand that it affects other people. And that thinking, well, you know, I can stop whenever I want, or what difference does it make? I mean, it is naive. It's really... You that, and you can hear. You can hear from the phone calls. You can hear from the Facebook responses that it's an issue and has been and is not decreasing in the United States. I mean, certainly worldwide as well, but it is it's a real problem. And so look at your own behavior when you're stone cold sober and be aware that part of the issue about alcoholism is denial. And, I mean, here's the best test that I have. As I said, the one was just remembering the first time you took a drink. And again, if you have that response as the first time other people, the way other people describe sex, you may have a problem, Houston. The other thing is seeing if you can go for a month without drinking. I mean, right? It's not like you're having to deprive yourself of food or water or exercise or human companionship or even your cell phone. Just even go a month without drinking. If you can't, maybe we need to talk. All right? 855-993-7569. I just want to mention one other thing, Manny, before we go on, because otherwise I'm afraid I'll forget it. Because okay. I'm trying to decide how I feel about this. Apparently, California is considering fining jurors who Google or tweet about cases. I mean, I think some attorney is going to be all over that. But it does, I mean, that if you're sequestering people, as I said, having just seen the O.J. movie and understanding that for the murders, that those jurors were sequestered for 8 months. A lot of people think that that's why the I mean, one of the reasons that after 8 months that they made their decision in like 3 hours, 3.5 hours, is they just wanted to go, and one of the jurors says, "I just want to go home." So much for justice in America, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Here we go. You know, it's really interesting. One of the statistics they talked about in that is at the time of the trial. That basically about the statistics were just about balanced, but about 60%, I think 63% of African Americans thought justice was served, 64% or something like that of white America thought he was guilty. Now we're talking about what 1986, so we're talking about 30 years later. The numbers are, the gap is actually even greater than it was, that somehow that 76% of people of white America thought he was guilty, and something like 73% of African American thought, it's not that they thought he was not guilty, they thought justice was served. But the question is, how do you define justice? And if that's, you know, making up for the fact that police officers were allowed to brutalize, the Rodney King sort of dismissal, all the ones that have happened since. It's a really terrifying look at race relations in America. Okay, having done that, I know I'm making everybody really cheery today, aren't I? All right, well, we'll talk about misunderstood vegetables or something tomorrow. But I did want to finish up with the idea about alcohol affecting people's lives, because I think it's really important. Okay.
All right. Susie says, clean and sober 25 years now, but for the grace of God, I go.
There you go. Good for you. 25 years. It's a long time. Good for you. Sounds like it still may be a step that you need to take. I mean, that's the idea. It's a day at a time. You know, so.
Nanette says, my ex-husband was a, quote, technical alcoholic. I was always afraid he would kill someone driving home.
I think the term you may have been talking about was functional alcoholic, which is somebody who can go to work every day, because one of the early definitions of alcoholism was that you missed work because of drinking or because of being hungover, which technically was not necessarily, that was one of the criteria, but not necessarily, and functional alcoholics can, and like functional drug addicts, can hold down a job and have sometimes not been arrested, but you can hear. I mean, even though he was not, you know, he was drinking, that she was worried that he was going to either kill himself or somebody else. That's a lot to put on a spouse, isn't it? Someone who loves you. Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. I just, a question, I thought you'd give me some advice. I'm trying to make a a career decision. Okay. I am so torn about what to do. And I have done everything, made a huge list of pros and cons, and I just can't seem to decide. And I was wondering, do you have any advice on how to go about making a decision this?
Can I know what the issues are?
Sure. So it's basically, I'm just trying to summarize it so I'm not going on and on, but I have, I've been working at a job for 13 years that I like. and I've also been on the side pursuing, teaching fitness. So I've, you know, grown and taught a lot of classes. And now there's an opportunity presented at the facility I teach to take on an actual position. So I'm trying to decide whether to go after that or to stay where I am. And I'm kind of happy with where I am too. So
okay, what kind of job are you taking where you are?
What kind of job and
what kind of job are you doing at the place you've been for 13 years?
It's office administrative. I used to be the manager. Now I work from home, very flexible employer because she values me a lot.
How many hours a week do you spend on the job you've been at, the office job?
I do 24 hours a week because I have a little boy, so I spend 2 days home with him too.
Okay.
Yeah, so
how many hours would the fitness job be?
So the fitness job would be 20 hours, but I wouldn't be as much money. So I'd have to also then my work at my existing job.
Why don't you do both?
I wouldn't do both because that's what I'm trying to figure out, because I would have to work more to do both. And
well,
I also have to work on Saturdays.
It sounds to me that you are in a wonderful position, even though it's a bit difficult to try and choose. But what if you could figure out the perfect work schedule between these two? Because it does sound to me that the one has a lot of flexibility and pays better. The other sounds like new and exciting and physical. And it sounds, if you can put them to it, and they may want you to work X number of hours, but it may be that you can negotiate, for example, on your office work, that it's not that you'll do projects rather than hours. So instead of being an hourly worker, and see if you can get, for example, some of the stuff done at night or when the baby says, how old is your child?
He's 3.
Okay. Well, he's probably going to start school within, the next year or so.
Yeah.
Maybe a year and a half. A
couple years, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like figure out, if I say to you, look, figure out the perfect situation between these two, because it sounds like it is a good situation. And you can say, look, I'll work 20 hours and every other week. I mean, figure out what you want here, and my guess is you can probably negotiate it for at least, and then it gives you the opportunity to see whether the fitness job is really something that is as appealing as you think it's going to be. And it sounds like they value you hugely at the office job, and maybe instead of doing 2 days a week at home, you can do 3 days a week at home. I mean, figure out what you want and ask for it.
Okay.
And because if you add it all together, it's still just about a 40-hour week. Part of it you may want to figure it out as the commute. And of the 24 hours a week that you work at the office job, how many of them are at home?
So 16 hours are home, and sometimes all 24.
Okay.
Depending on
That sounds like an enormously flexible thing. So in theory, you may not get to watch a whole lot of television, but it means that you can deal with your kid during nap time. You can do some of this kind of stuff. And put you on hold for a minute. Think about the idea of combining the two, because it sounds like the two of them together give you a huge amount of flexibility, and the combination of doing sedentary intellectual work and also doing physical work. Put you on hold. Be right back to you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms set fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Sarah, who's really in a very nice position in that everybody wants her. She has two possibilities of jobs. One where she's been a place for a long time, for 13 years, and they basically allow her to work out of the house. And she's got a three-year-old, and then she's been doing some fitness training, and the place that she was working, or that she was working at, sort of offered her a position. And I'm saying, do them both. I mean, your kid in the probably the next year, year and a half, is he? It sounds like he's an only child, yes?
Yeah, and I'm sorry I didn't mention this sooner, but we were thinking of having another child, maybe not, maybe within like the next couple of years. I mean, if I were to get this position or take it, I mean, I would wait a bit, but we do want to have another child.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that only children do really well in nursery school situations because they get socialized. And he's probably more verbal than most kids. He's probably more sophisticated than most kids because he's around adults. So, and I mean, I just think it sounds like the perfect situation that both have long-term possibilities. How old are you now, Sarah?
32.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the physical fitness position is probably going to be the one that's most time limiting because you're probably not necessarily going to want to work on your knees when you're 50. But, I'd see about doing them both and seeing how, because sometimes things that look really great at the beginning are not. You've already got a nice substantial situation of stuff you like, and maybe, you know, cutting back. You know, saying instead of doing 24 hours work, I'll do 18, or maybe don't even have to do that. But I'd at least try temporarily to do both, maybe rather, because you have nothing to lose. They want you. They're significantly different enough that it sounds like they really fit very well together. They both give you the flexibility of taking care of your kid, and it just sounds like a perfect situation. I don't think you have to choose.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well.
Wow. Yeah, that's reassuring. That's sort of what I've been thinking too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and sit down and work out a schedule for you that makes some sense, and then present it to them, because it does sound that everybody wants you, but this offers you all sorts of possibilities, and without having to give up anything really, except maybe I'm not even going to say a lot of sleep. I think you may have to give up some television, but more than that. And if it's any comfort to you, I sort of lived this kind of thing for a long time. I was working at a full-time job and going to school full-time, which I don't actually recommend. Well, it's not that I don't recommend it. It's just you're really scheduled because you don't have a whole lot of time to waste. But it was enormously productive. And so I ended up with my degree and experience much. So I ended up better degreed than people who had the same experience and better experience than people at the same degree. So it was enormously helpful. And the things kind of fit into one another. Mine weren't quite as disparate as yours, but they really did kind of overlap nicely. And I think when you can put together a work schedule that makes some sense to you physically and intellectually and financially, you do it. And the fact is that you're not applying for any of these jobs. These people are coming after you. So you have much more flexibility than you ordinarily would have. And you're going to have to be scheduled, and it may be that husband has to bring home dinner occasionally, and maybe with the extra money you get someone to do some housework. But it sounds to me a great position, and I think one of the reasons that you're having a hard time choosing is that I don't think you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess that's the answer I want to hear, because I feel really good right now.
Oh, good. Well, as I said, you're not going to have a whole lot of free time, but, you know, and you're 32, you'll be fine. And, you know, you'll be a happy camper, a happy mom, and your husband gets to bring home food a little more occasionally. But you can take him on great vacations, and you can hire someone to do the stuff around the house you don't want to do.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
all
that
right.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
That's Sarah the Busy. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Joy. I was going to say you brought up the O.J. trial earlier, and I've been watching this movie. I don't know how old it is, but it's called Flight with Denzel Washington, where he's,
right. You
know, he heroically lands the plane.
Yeah, it turns out he was drunk.
In the back scenes, he's, you know, kind of like an O.J. type in a sense. You know, I mean, it's all Hollywood, but
yeah.
I would advise people watch that movie because...
Well, not unless if you're planning to fly it all this summer, I wouldn't suggest you watch it.
But I hear you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, this is one of those movies that's never going to be shown on an airplane. You never have to worry about that.
Well, and it actually ties into the movie itself actually ties into the subject of alcohol, what we were just
absolutely
talking about segment,
and a functional alcoholic.
Yeah, and I remember watching that movie. I take that back. I remember seeing the preview for the movie and thinking it was going to be about him being this you know, this pilot Hero. Lands yeah. the plane miraculously. And then yeah. I get about halfway through the movie and I'm like, no, this is about him and his drinking problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I actually really liked the movie. I thought
it was a terrific movie. It was an yeah. upsetting movie, but and when he swaggers in with the stewardess and the little bottles of alcohol, I thought, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, let's finish up alcohol. But John thinks that was the perfect tie-in there.
Yeah, it really was. Last one from Joe. Joe says, my former wife killed a pedestrian driving after drinking mass quantities of alcohol at an office party. She borrowed my car, so my insurance company paid out the victim's family the largest insurance settlement in the Philippines at the time. One time I was out at work, and she passed out drinking while caring for our children, and our neighbors had to put her to bed and feed our two young children. Thereafter, she hid her drinking and illegal drug use for 5 years and was not caught until she abducted our children without cause while I was temporarily serving overseas. During our child custody trial, she testified she drove erratically to make herself more difficult to follow by private detectives. She testified to multiple large purchases of alcohol, testified to contributing to drink to the point she could not be woken by our youngest child. Her attorneys delayed the testing of her hair for drug use for nearly 3 years. Her attorneys, partners, and her family used people as weapons and continue to enable my former wife from possibly finding less harmful ways to cope with her unhealthy behavior, distorted thinking, and reality in relationships, and her dangerous and criminal practices continue. Hopefully our children will have learned healthier ways to cope with childhood trauma and life's routine challenges.
Whoa, that's a terrifying story, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow.
You think that once somebody had done something as horrifying as killing a pedestrian, that would stop you. But
yeah.
I mean, and whether people say it's a disease or not, that it's something, at some point, you got to take responsibility. If it's a disease, then you need to be treated for it. I'm not of the disease school of life, but I still think that at some point you got to take responsibility for it one way or the other. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
If you miss a show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.